Senior Story, The Invitation, Chapter 9, Weary Wanderers. Having left Greta's family, along with the precious silver bracelet, Sherita plodded on, taking no notice of the girl coming down the trail.
Sherita? Desiree!
Sherita was stunned at her ragged appearance.
Are you okay?
Turn around now, advised Desiree. You'll never reach the top. It's all for nothing. There's no guide, no assurance, just trouble and misery. She continued past Sherita, trudging downward.
No guide? Thought Sherita.
But I do have a guide, I think, though I haven't heard or seen the dove for days. Maybe I don't.
Eternal One, I need you, she cried out.
Up to this point on his journey, Eldar had become keenly aware of the cool breeze. He relied heavily upon it to guide him through hazardous territory, and it kept him alert to deceivers. But now he was suffering extreme exhaustion, having just scaled up a nearly vertical rock wall to escape the rushing water that was barreling toward him. A waterfall from above had dislodged giant boulders, causing it to widen, demolishing all objects in its pathway. Hungry, thirsty, and alone, he collapsed at the top of the rock wall, glaring at the overwhelming destruction below. Crawling a safe distance away, he fainted. Sometime later, Eldar felt a hand on his shoulder.
Wake up, lad. It ain't safe for you here.
The old man shook Eldar until he roused him, but he was too weak to stand. The man helped him into his cart, gave him water and fruit, then urged his mules on. Sherita could only see a few feet ahead as a heavy fog set in. She had stopped thinking. She had become a machine programmed to step, step, step until it ceased to function. Silently descending through the fog, a dove alighted on her shoulder, startling her from her stupor. Her mind became alert to the sound of approaching wheels. Turning around, the familiar faces of two mules materialized through the fog. Barlow had to lift Sherita's feeble body into the cart. She paid no attention to the sleeping figure beside her. She instantly fell into the same deep slumber.